This is an executive summary at 1031 Exchange and Dealer, Inventory Property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the trickiest eligibility issues in 1031 exchanges is dealer status. Property held primarily for sale to customers in the ordinary course of a business, dealer property or inventory, doesn't qualify for a 1031 exchange, because Section 1031 requires property held for investment or productive use, not for sale. A developer who subdivides land and sells lots, a builder who constructs homes for sale, or a flipper who buys and quickly resells properties holds dealer property that's ineligible for exchange and taxed as ordinary income. The challenge is that the same property can be investment property in one person's hands and dealer property in another's. The characterization depends on how it's held and used, not the property itself. This guide explains what dealer property is, why it doesn't qualify, the factors that signal dealer status, how to avoid the classification, and how to document genuine investment intent. Dealer property is real estate held primarily for sale to customers in the ordinary course of a trade or business, essentially, inventory. Just as a retailer holds goods for sale, a real estate dealer holds property for sale, a developer's subdivided lots, a builder's spec homes, a flipper's quickly resold properties. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.